Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Do you believe you need to follow and keep the Old Testament law in order to be saved? That's the question addressed to me that I'll answer here, but if anyone else to answer that, you can raise your hand as well. But I don't believe that there's an Old Testament, New Testament. I don't believe it's two books. I think it's one book, and I think it's all one and the same. But I do not believe we need to keep the commandments for salvation. That's my personal belief. I think we should. I think there's many blessings attached to keeping the commandments. I think I could be completely wrong on Judgment Day if somebody's blatantly ignored the commandments that they clearly heard. That calls up to our Creator. But from what I see in the Scriptures, is we're saved through the blood of our wonderful Messiah, Yeshua. And may we be led by the Holy Spirit to desire to follow the ways that Yah told us to live. But the salvation isn't coming from the commandments. It's coming from Yeshua. And if it is come from the commandments, we need to do better because nobody's keeping it perfectly. So I believe Yah will see and review our lives, but that decision is going to come up to Him. So I can't say who's saved or who's not saved, but from what I read in Scripture, works is important, tremendously important, but salvation does not come by works. It's usually a result of our heart being in the right place. If anyone wants, that's my take on it. If anyone wants to add to that or say something in your opinion, salvation, you know, we are called to judge one another, to lift one another up, but we are not called to judge one's salvation because that comes from Yah alone. And, you know, if you say a person is saved by keeping the commandments or that has something to do with it, then the question becomes, well, when? Their whole life or when? Because what if somebody started keeping the commandments the day before they die? You know, so, you know, you can get into that, you know, and look at the cross and Yeshua and the three and the two people with him there. So, you know, it's we need to follow Scripture, to read Scripture and to be hopefully led and follow what the Ruach HaKodesh is telling you to do. So, you know, I think we have two, you know, good conversations here tonight, but about these different things. But the life Yeshua lived, he set the perfect example for us. I think we should study and study and study the way he handled situations, the decisions he's made, and the teachings he taught. And I think if we do that, we'll be in the best position possible when it comes to our salvation. So that's that.
Well, it was a great question. You know, I was thinking, you know, there's the Spirit and there's a Spirit. If the Spirit that's talking to you contradicts the written word of the Most High and his Torah, it's not the right Spirit. And it's certainly not the Ruach HaKodesh, the set-apart Spirit of the Most High, no matter what you might think or be told. Because the two won't conflict. They never do. They can't. There's no confusion in the Most High, and he doesn't change. But, you know, it's the matter is a pretty simple one, and y'all did a great job of explaining it, all of y'all. I kind of like things simple. You're saved for free. Salvation's free. Because you can't earn it, no matter what you do. It's an act of compassion, grace, and mercy on the part of the Most High. And it's done through the only sacrifice that would atone for our transgressions. Not our simple little sins, but our transgressions, the ones that kill us, that take us out of the kingdom. And his blood was the only blood that would suffice. And, you know, that's a long, involved thing, and I won't go into it, but you're saved, free, and then you keep the commandments because you're saved, not in order to be saved. If people flip it on its head, it's not that way. Why would you want to do any different than the way the Most High wants you to live? And why would you think to do what's right in your own eyes, or like society does, or your own thinking, rather than, I mean, the creator of the universe, he made us, I think he knows best for us. And he insists, yeah, if you belong to me, when you're saved, you're coming to my kingdom. You're going to do it my way, and this is the way, the way. So anyway, I mean, it's pretty simple. And that was just maybe a shorter way of saying what y'all said.
But that's not an excuse, everybody, to live in sin either.
No.
You know, that's...
No, because the question becomes with that, Paul, is can you lose your salvation? Well, no, you can't lose it, but you can give it away. You can refuse it. You can throw it in the garbage. And when people insist on living in sin, which he hates, I mean, you know, read Hebrews chapter 10. That'll give you the big picture. If you continue doing that willfully, there remains the blood is of no use to you. So yeah, you can throw it away if you want. You have freedom of choice. You're not stuck with salvation once you say the sinner's prayer or something. You can certainly trash that if you want to. So you know, if you don't, and you truly love the Most High and His Son, and you really do belong to Him, of course you walk in the Torah. You couldn't do it any other way.
What do you think about can someone lose his salvation?
You know, the salvation issue that people discuss and go around and all this is a very, I don't want to say controversial, but a topic that people can never seem to come to full agreement on. And when it comes to certain things, and salvation being one of them, that's completely up to our Creator. And there's nothing, I mean, we could say salvation comes by accepting Yeshua and confessing Yeshua, but some people say you need the gift of tongues, you need to be baptized to be saved and all this. Amongst everything we could think with our human minds, the last person in the world that we think can be saved, who knows? That's between Yah and them. You know, we need to lead people how to live according to Scripture and let Yah and them deal with that part when the time comes. You know, I mean, that's the, that's the ultimate goal. That's what we want. Well, live this way according to Scripture and you got the best chance. But look at the thief on the cross. Everything in our own human thinking would say, there's no way this guy, he's dying because he committed sin probably. And, you know, there's no, and look what Yeshua did. There's no explanation for that other than we could have our own reasoning, but Yah's going to do what he wants to do. So can somebody lose it? Can somebody get it and all this? You know, I those questions go round and round by people's thinking. But I think the more important question is, how are you living your life? You know, and are you living your life to follow the example of Scripture and the way Yah wants us to live it, or are you living it for, you know, for something else, you know? Does anyone want to add to that or anything? Anyone? Okay.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Yeah, I asked this question because a lot of, you know, people who speak about hyper grace, when you are saved, you can do all what you want to do, and something.
The last thing, brother, the last thing you or I or anyone should ever tell someone is they're not saved, because we can't say that.
Yeah, we
can't say that. We could just say what Scripture says about salvation. And I would ask, have you accepted Yeshua to be your Messiah? You know, what does that mean to you? You know, how are you living your life? And if they say their life's not matching up to Scripture, I would give them some Scriptures and say, well, Scripture says do this. And according to where you're living in sin. You know, and there's going to come a time where you're going to have to answer for that sin. But I can't say if somebody's saved or not, you know.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Scripture from Hebrews chapter 10. I mentioned it before, but I guess it helps to hear it. I get my old eyes to work. Blessed out there, Yahweh, who gives us the writing to the apostles.
Amen.
It says, if we sin purposefully, or purposely, after we've received the knowledge of truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins, but some fearsome anticipation of judgment and a fierce fire which is about to consume the adversaries. Anyone who has disregarded the Torah of Moshe dies without compassion on the witness of two or three witnesses. How much worse the punishment do you think he shall deserve who has trampled the Son of Elohim underfoot, counted the blood of the covenant by which he was set apart as common, and insulted the Spirit of grace? For we know him who has said, vengeance is mine, I shall repay, says Yahweh. And then, again, Yahweh shall judge his people. It's a fearsome thing to fall into the hands of the living Elohim. Once you attain salvation, you're not stuck with it. I'm sorry to disagree, but to think that if a righteous man errs just at the moment of his death, he loses his salvation. I don't mean willfully transgress and thumbs his nose at the Most High. I'm not saying that. Heaven forbid. But people make mistakes, and you know, it says repent one day before you die. No, that's not in Scripture. It says that somewhere else, which is kind of a joke. I mean, but you're not going to lose your salvation for making a small mistake. You'll be judged. All will stand before the Most High, except for the Kedoshim, the set apart ones who are his at his coming and are resurrected 1,000 years prior. That's what Scripture says. They've already, but they gave their whole lives to the Most High. They saw that, like the Messiah said, you want to be perfect? Sell all you have, give it to the poor, then come follow me. How many of us are doing that? Really? Well, we still have stuff because we're all watching these screens and stuff right now. You haven't sold all you have and turned to follow him. So, I don't know, but I would say for the common man, you make a mistake at the moment of death, you're going to be judged. And the Most High has compassion. And you've claimed the blood of his Son, the Messiah. And we don't have to be uncertain about these things. It sounded like y'all are uncertain. The entirety of the epistles, as they're called, the writings by the apostles, speak of the confidence that we can have, that it's a done deal. You're saved. It doesn't mean be one of the saints and judge all other righteous people. It doesn't mean that you're going to be a leader or a king or sit on a throne. It means you're saved to the kingdom. You want more? Give up everything and go follow the Messiah. But if you live in sin, if in effect you thumb your nose at the Most High and say, no, I won't. I'm going to do this and that, and I've got my salvation and you can't hurt me, or I don't care about my salvation. Again, heaven forbid, you can give away your salvation. You're not stuck with it. So, it depends on where your heart is and how you're living.
This is why I say this, Brother Jeff, is it goes back to the other question before. We say by works. So what if you take the person that's confessed Yeshua, the average Christian, that's not following Torah completely. So now they're living in sin technically. So, you know, but works don't matter if you accept Yeshua, as we kind of agree with, but it does make a big difference. So
it does make a big difference.
Yeah, so I would say judgment comes from Yah. So judgment of salvation comes from Yah, not from man.
Here's the difference, Paul. It's pretty simple. There's two kinds of there's two words for two Hebrew words essentially, primary words. Although there are others that are descriptive of sin, there are two primary words for sin in Scripture, pesha and chata. Chata is missing the mark. It's done in weakness. All the sacrifices that are done in the Torah, that are prescribed in the Torah, are for a chata, a mistake you make, even if it's something done in weakness. A pesha is a sin that brings a death penalty or being cut off from the people of Israel, which is essentially the same thing. And they're deadly sins. They're mortal sins. They kill you, not only possibly in this life, but your life to come, the world to come. So you be careful of that English or Western word sin. There's only one, but there could be two kinds. If you can take a minor sin, a kata, the command to wear tzitzi or something like that, to not move your neighbor's boundary marker or whatever, and you can, it's a kata, it's a minor sin. You can give a goat or a lamb or whatever for it.
When you're growing mango, when you're growing fruit trees, it's a major sin to move your neighbor's boundary markers. Just saying.
Okay. Well, all right. So we know there's a cultural difference there, and in mango land, you don't do those things under penalty of death. But you can take a sin like that and break it, and you have to pay restitution and bring an offering and ask forgiveness. And you're forgiven. The Most High says so. But if, on the other hand, you take that same command and you say to the Most High in His face, "No, I won't." Now you've moved to another level.
Right.
What you've done is you've made that a deadly sin because you're refusing the Most High, and you're refusing His commandments. You're telling Him, "No, I won't live as you wish." In other words, I'm going to live differently. And you make it into rebellion, transgression, standing up opposed for the Most High. So, and there are other sins that are deadly. And but the worst sin that a person can do is to look the Most High in the face and say, "No, I won't." And so, you mentioned Christians. Some just, they have an understanding that they don't need to do this or that. Some just say no. And there are people in our faith that do the same thing. They say, "Well, that command's been done away with. No, I won't do it." Man, it's so easy to just say yes. But that saying no to the Most High, you're not losing your salvation. You're giving it away. You're refusing it, in essence. And that's the difference.
Thank you for sharing that. Yadoha has his hand up, but I want to say this, that this is what I'm getting at, though. Salvation is up to the judgment of Yah to salvation for man. Because let's take, for example, the Sabbath, which is one of those stonable offenses if you do this. So Yeshua come in and taking away our death penalty doesn't take away death, and He doesn't assure us, you know, or if we say we go by works and we blatantly sin. But you got the Sabbath, and you keep the Sabbath sunset to sunset, like the Jewish people have kept it. Then you got a whole bunch of people that believe the Sabbath is done by the moon and the day they do it on their calendar. And then you got other people with different calendars. But you got the Christian people. Now you got some that say the Sabbath's done away with. I don't have to do it. But then you have the Christians say, "Yeah, I do keep the Sabbath, but I keep it on Sunday." So if we base salvation on something like this important command, which I don't, and I'm not saying you're saying it's not all based on one command, but I would say, you know, our Creator can say, "I gave you all this information right in front of you, and you did this wrong, but your heart was to do it right." But technically, you're still sinning, but your heart was not to sin, like to reject you. You desire to do it. So we could say every Christian is keeping Sabbath on Sunday because that's their understanding and the way they were trained to believe that that's when it is. So technically, they're not keeping the Sabbath, but technically, their heart's in the right place. So to desire to do it. So it gets kind of This is why I say, let's focus on the way we should be living. And the question of salvation is that's between Yah and the person, you know, on that day when that comes, you know, because if it's hitting the mark or thoughts, I mean, everyone, like you said, is going to not, no one's doing it perfect. But if we say, well, what's the desire? Well, I know a lot of people that are going to Sunday church that have a good desire. They've been, many of them have been misled to believe this is this day or this. But then if you get into Sunday and the wrong day, you can get into the different calendars, which to some people make a lot of sense. They have the right desire. I'm going to stay clear, but my opinion is it hasn't changed, and I'll say what it was. And I'm going to let Jeff speak about what I was saying earlier, but we're saved by accepting Yeshua as the Messiah. I do not believe works is a salvation issue. I believe works is a blessings and a curses issue. That's what I see from Scripture. If that makes, if you understand what I'm saying from my viewpoint of it. I would think a person that would accept Yeshua would desire or hopefully have their eyes open to follow the Scriptures as close as possible, but different people, different times, and different ways and areas. But let's hear what Jeff has to say. Go ahead, Jeff.
Okay. Thanks. Yeah, Yehuda. You've got the right idea there. You both do. I mean, I haven't heard anybody say anything in error here. I'd simply add that. We try and keep every commandment that we can, and we've studied for decades, and we think we're doing it right, but I don't have any illusions that we've got everything right. I don't have any illusions that anybody besides our Messiah does or has. It's the Scriptures plainly say that all have sinned and fallen short. So we're all in the same camp right there. And what the Most High is looking for is where your heart is. Like you said, Paul, you've got Sunday keepers who they don't know any better. And they can't be condemned to death for, look, it's a sin no matter how you, just because you didn't know doesn't make it a sin. Sin is sin. If you're doing something that's wrong, whether you know it or not, believe it or not, understand it or not, makes no difference. It's still a sin. It doesn't mean that you're going to be condemned to eternal death for it. There's grace and mercy on this part of the Most High, so we can all, because it only takes one deadly sin to kill you. I mean, forever. And if there wasn't more weight on the side of mercy and compassion, which is what Yahweh calls righteousness, He's righteous and He is compassionate and merciful. He said so plainly in a way that shook the earth when Moshe stood before him. You can't sin badly enough to lose your salvation unless you're looking the Most High in the face and saying, no, I won't, because you're not His. If you do that, you're handing your salvation back. He's not going to force you into the kingdom. The difference becomes a matter of the heart and intent. Yes, if I'm not keeping the Sabbath right, and there's some other way other than how we're doing it that is right, I'm going to stand for that sin if I stand in judgment, or when I stand in judgment. But if I say, well, I did the best, we were scrupulous about it, doing the best we could, but if you know your way is right, Father, I'm guilty, and I plead the blood of the Messiah to cover my transgression, because it wasn't willful, and I didn't continue in it meaningfully, then he's faithful. He promises he'll forgive us for those things, and the atoning blood of the Messiah pays for that. Now, there has to be a payment made. I can't give it. If I've sinned, I'm blemished. I can't even die for my own sins. So the Messiah, he was the only one that could. But yeah, it's everybody's in a process. None of us have gotten there yet. None of us are perfect saints that I know of. But if there are any out there that are watching this and hearing me, please give us a call, because I'd like to talk to you, because I have a lot of questions. But it's a process for everyone. And you want to blaspheme the Holy Spirit? You want to rebel against the Most High? You want to say no to Him? I won't. You know, once you've, and just because I teach, Yehuda, you mentioned that if I tell somebody about the Sabbath and now they're informed, now they're going to be condemned if they don't change. Well, who am I that they should believe me? Just because I say something to somebody doesn't mean that now they have a choice between heaven and hell. But it says when they're convinced in their own heart, when they know the truth, they understand it. Hopefully, all I can do is persuade people to look into these things. And when they find out it is indeed the truth, with their own certainty, not just from my words, and then they turn and say no to the Most High, I'm sorry, but you just threw your salvation in the trash. And Paul, you're right. I can't call it. I can't say who in particular is saved. I don't know the mind of the Most High, and I can't judge. I don't sit in His seat. His ways are higher than my ways, and His thoughts than my thoughts. And all I can do is the best I can, and focus on what I'm doing, and help my brothers and sisters, you know, when I can, and trying to be a witness to others about those things. And then everybody has to work out their own salvation, and hopefully with fear and trembling. So that's all I have to say.
Okay. Well, I will say thank you to everybody that's discussing this. And to me, the scriptures are clear. Salvation comes by accepting Yeshua, and it's not just lip service. Yah is the one to judge if that was truly heartfelt and meant that you truly believe in your heart that Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, is the only way to salvation. And if you do that, according to scripture, that's how you get salvation. As for works, I think Yeshua himself raised the bar and showed us the commandments in action in terms of not just doing something or not doing something, but even the internal emotions of looking at your brother with anger or lusting after a woman, not just adultery, like it says in the original covenant, but getting into, well, even if you lust after somebody, it's a sin according to Yeshua, raising the bar. And I believe...
Come out of the world. You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah Life Ministry.
This goes out to every outcast, to the just don't quite fit in. Every wrong way, runaway rebel, so ashamed of where you've been. This goes out to every searcher, trying to fill that empty space. Well, your searching days are over now. Everything's about to change.